On Beacon Hill, the House and Senate have reached agreement on a new state budget for the next fiscal year. Lawmakers are planning to vote today on the $32.5 billion compromise, just 3 days before the start of the new fiscal year. To fill us in on the details this morning, we're joined by State Senator Stephen Brewer, who chairs the Senate Ways and Means Committee and was the lead Senate negotiator on the compromise. Good morning, Senator, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bob Oaks. It's good to be with you.
Steve, after years of trimming local aid, the new budget increases funding to cities and towns. They get a total of about $900 million, as I understand it, in unrestricted funds for a total of $5.7 billion in local aid, $289 million more than last year. In this budget climate, how's that possible?
Well, our economy is recovering gradually. It's certainly not the kind of recovery that one would be excited about, but it is. We have the ninth lowest unemployment rate in the United States at 6.0%. Our bond rating is now at the highest in the history of Massachusetts, and we have sought out efficiencies throughout the budget. It is a $32.5 billion budget, and direct local aid is a compact, I believe, that we have had with our cities and towns over the years. They are the first responders for fire and for police and for educating our children. I think it's a joint commitment between the House and the Senate to make sure that not only direct local aid, which is in the vicinity of $900 million, but Chapter 70, our main education formula for public education, at well over $4.1 billion. And for those who have special education problems and their challenges become quite difficult for communities when people move in and they've got those challenges, and we have a funding mechanism called a circuit breaker, we're going to fully fund that circuit breaker. That costs us about $242 million, but it certainly relieves a lot of the pressure on the communities to backfill those monies.
Beyond the items you just mentioned, what was the single most important thing that you felt needed to be secured or needed to be funded in this budget?
I think, other than local aid, to make sure that our community colleges receive the reform that a lot of people have been clamoring for, and quite honestly, the most vulnerable citizens. The mental health community, with Taunton State Hospital slated for closure by the governor, leaving southeastern Massachusetts without a significant presence for critical mental health services. We took this step to make sure that we keep the lights on at Taunton State Hospital. We keep 45 beds on the campus. We're opening a new mental health hospital in Worcester, $302 million edifice. But we want to make sure that we have no net loss of beds for those individuals. In addition, I think it's really important for our crime in our communities. We put $6.25 million in for the Shannon grant and $4 million for police staffing grants to partner with our communities to try to keep our streets safer. So educating our kids, keeping our streets safer, and taking care of our most vulnerable people, I think, are the most critical aspects. And to try to do that without any new taxes or fees on the hardworking taxpayers of the Commonwealth requires a balancing, quite honestly.
All right. Let me go back to the big picture, if I can. The budget is about 3% higher, contains no new taxes and fees. As you've talked about, your counterpart in the House, the Ways and Means Chair, Brian Dempsey, said last night the plan draws from the rainy day account and assesses less one-time revenues than last year. It takes $350 million out of the rainy day fund, the state's rainy day fund. How much is left in there? And is what's left enough?
Without a doubt, it is. We have one of the strongest rainy day fund accounts in the United States. The governor, when he proposed his budget in January, proposed drawing $400 million from the rainy day fund. And we have got mechanisms now that require tax settlements when people settle, and sometimes they're very large tax settlements in excess of $100 million. We don't get our hands on it. That is triggered to go automatically into the stabilization account. Remembering, that's the good news. The bad news is the stabilization account in 2008 was at $2.2 billion. That was the high watermark. But we have drawn it down on occasions during the absolute difficult 4 years that we've just emerging gradually from the vicinity of $400 to $500 million. Anything below that would destabilize one's bond rating. And I've recently said to you that we now have the highest bond rating in the in the history of Massachusetts, and one of the highest in the United States. We're very proud of that, but it's required a lot of sober discipline, saying no to a lot of accounts, finding efficiencies, finding better ways to do the government's business, and always mindful of the fact that there are people who live in the shadows of life that do need our help.
State Senator Stephen Brewer, Chair of the Senate Ways and Means Committee, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.